Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In our studio, though, setting up right now are Leslie Roth and Steve Marchese. They are the co-founders of the Inglewood Brews, which is, if I understand correctly, a new craft beer being brewed in Chicago. But this one, not on the north side, not in Lincoln Square, Lincoln Park, or over by Wrigley. This one is not in Ravenswood. It's in Inglewood, if I understand correctly. So let's welcome them into the studio. Leslie, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having us today.
And Steve, the same to you.
Thank you for having us.
Am I right about that? Inglewood's the neighborhood that it's physically in?
I rode the train there from this morning.
What's the address?
The address is 821 West 63rd. It's right at the intersection of 63rd and Halsted.
What is the demographic makeup of Inglewood?
The demographic makeup of Inglewood is primarily African American. As you know, it's on the south side of Chicago. It's about 9-ish miles away from downtown. What's really exciting about its location, it's kind of the gateway to Chicago. It's about 5 miles from Midway Airport and about another 7 miles to the lakefront. So down the 63rd Street corridor, it's a historic corridor in Chicago. 63rd and Halsted used to be the second highest grossing retail commercial node in the city.
Really?
Second only to Michigan in the first half of the 20th century.
So really?
We're really excited to be a part of this historic trajectory.
But today it's an African-American community and also a poor community, and those aren't two of the bellwethers of craft brew, you know, drinkers, right? I mean, that's not the audience I would logically think one would go after. Is that the audience you're going after,
the
local neighborhood?
So craft beer is actually, and microbreweries have been known to be economic generators in neighborhoods. And part of the vision for our microbrewery is revitalization, is creative placemaking, is celebration of arts and culture in a community that, you know, has historically had some ups and downs. So we're excited to be a part of a restorative future.
Is that it? Is it a love of beer, or is it more a cause for you?
I think it's both. I mean, love of beer is important. It's always been a uniter of people. And so we see that as being really important. But the cause is equally important. You know, we founded the brewery with the idea of making a difference. And I think that beer plays an important part in helping to push that along.
Is that your background, beer? Are you a brewer?
I'm a brewer. I started off in home brewing like a lot of people did.
No kidding.
Yep.
I know so many guys who did that. And then they'd walk around with the bottles to the neighbors and we'd all try it. It was all pretty good.
Right.
But
yep.
It never went anywhere.
For a lot of people, it stays a hobby. For other people, it becomes an obsession and a passion.
And that was you, huh?
Yeah.
Right. So is this your first beer or have you brewed other beers?
I did a short stint of professional brewing in Milwaukee back in the 90s. Also made an attempt to open one with another partner back then. But being young people in a different kind of climate of understanding about what craft beer was, it never really quite took
off. So how did the two of you connect then?
So we both have worked in Inglewood for many years. Steve and I have both been in Chicago for over 20 years. My background is architecture and urban planning, and Steve's is nonprofit management, training, and energy efficiency. So what was exciting about the opportunity to open up Inglewood Brews is that it's not only a production facility, but it's also a tap room. So as Steve mentions, you know, the beers that we're brewing, part of that is socializing, you know, the story behind the beers, being able to name the beers after Inglewood destinations, people, places, past events, and the future of it, and really share that. And so people begin to, like you, start to gain that knowledge about beer, how it's made, and how to be a better taster.
Half the fun will be designing the can. I mean, when you look at craft brews these days, the cans are outrageous, totally, and the names are bizarre. Mm-hmm. Have you come up with your artwork or all of the brew names?
Brew names are always kind of in transition, and we've got a whole bunch of them. We like to stick with what we call Inglewood mythology, so people and places, events, things that are important to the area, to the local area. The artwork, obviously, it's going to feature our logo, which listeners can't see right here. Can always see it online.
But I'm looking at white letters on a blue T-shirt with the W looking like a stalk of grain or something.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Listeners can go to inglewoodbrews.com or follow us at Inglewood Brews on Instagram.
Yeah, can I buy the beer right now?
No.
I can't get a growler or anything?
We're not licensed to sell beer yet. We still have to go through that process.
Yeah.
And part of that's dependent on actually building the brewery, which is up and coming for us.
But what do you have in front of you?
So these are prototype beers that we make as homebrew right now.
Can I try one?
Of course.
Okay, so what have you got here?
This is...
These are prototypes, so you don't know if these will in fact be brewed or sold at your brewery?
They're likely to be there in some form or fashion. This is a German-inspired Munich Helles lager, so it's light and approachable.
I was just going to say, I'm not a big fan of the lagers. Mm-hmm. My son had one this weekend. I took a sip of it and passed.
Oh.
This is so much lighter than the one he had.
Mm-hmm.
What am I tasting? Is the lack of alcohol by volume, or?
Not necessarily. It's the malts that we use, so it's brewed almost exclusively with
this is nice,
German
though.
Pilsner malt.
This is really different, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it tastes like a lager, but it's much lighter than the lagers I've tasted.
Right.
This would be nice in the summertime.
Exactly. We call it Sherman's Picnic Lager.
Oh, here we go. Sherman's Picnic Lager.
Yeah, named after Sherman Park. Mr. Sherman, the founder or the namesake of the park.
Not the Sherman in the Civil War Sherman.
No, Sherman was, Sherman. This was actually Daniel Burnham, the father of Chicago, his father-in-law, who was a philanthropist and really believed that when this park was built, it was actually designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, who also, as you know, had a huge impact on the South Side of Chicago, the 1893 World's Fair. And he believed that the South Side of Chicago should have wide open spaces, and that's why he wanted Frederick Law Olmsted to design that park. So in Englewood, there's actually some really gorgeous parks. There's beautiful field houses. And so this beer is actually part of that mythology named after Sherman.
You know, I don't remember. I've talked about Englewood a lot, maybe more than the two of you know, because I did a lot of volunteer work at a school down there several years ago. I was in Chicago. I was on the radio here. And that was my cause, was this one school in Englewood. I've moved away, and I haven't reconnected with them since I've come back. But my point is this, that when we think about Englewood, we mostly just hear bad stories. I don't remember the last time I've talked about Englewood this way, you know, about the history, about the architecture, about a craft brew, for crying out loud.
That's an important fact that has to change. You know, Englewood is not just about the scary stuff that is always splashed across the news. It's about, like every other neighborhood in Chicago, the people that are there, their stories, and their lives.
And now I'm here. Now I'm learning a little history of Chicago I didn't know about, that's settled in Englewood and maybe a little further east. But that's Chicago. We should know these stories. So and if a beer made that happen, it's a win-win as I'm concerned.
Like I said, it gets the conversation going.
It
right?
really does. So the name of this one will be
Sherman's Picnic Lager.
Sherman's Picnic Lager. Right now, is that the same one you have there in front of you?
Yeah, that's the same beer here.
You got anything else?
I've got a couple more.
Now, Jay, get in here. We need to start popping some beers. Jay's not 21, but I am. So if you've got something else for us.
So we really liked your response to the first beer. One of the things that we try to do and what we thought about in doing our tastings and writing our business plan and, you know, having tasting parties is we wanted to brew beer that was very approachable, that would be enjoyable for craft beer aficionados and enthusiasts, as well as those that are just getting into craft beer and just learning about it.
I like this one even better. What am I drinking here?
This is our take on a pale ale.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah. So the name for this beer is still... to be decided, to be honest with you. We're still working on the name for this beer.
But you don't have a name for this beer?
No, we've
How
been,
much fun is that? We should do a contest. You should do a thing online.
Well, we got to reserve some things like that.
Well, so how do we describe this? Kind of hoppy and...
It's like your standard pale ale. It's going to be have a nice malt backbone to match a more aggressive hop profile. And it's hopped with the standard, you know, Citra and Cascade hops.
Citra, what does that mean?
Citra is a type of hop.
As in citrus?
Its name kind of implies the citrus notes and overtones.
Because
that
that's where they play with a lot of those beers, is how citrusy do they want it to be? Do you want a grapefruit kind of sting to it or not? And and everybody's got their... And that seems to be where a lot of those go. It's not my cup of tea. I prefer them to be more on the hoppy side and less citrusy tasting. But, you know, don't brew it for me. Brew it for what you think's going to work. This, to me, kind of cuts the middle on those. I would run away from a citrusy ale, pale ale, but this just has a hint of that. I don't know if I'm describing the beer the way you intended to brew it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I have a good palate, evidently.
You've got a great palate.
And maybe there's something for me with you guys, you know, as an official taster or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Right.
Absolutely. You seem like a professional. Mm-hmm. There, you know, that's a part of the fun of designing these beers is that it is a creative endeavor. You know, looking at the different tasting profiles, looking at the different ingredients. I mean, there's only four basic ingredients that go into these beers, but there's a million different variations. And so what we're looking for is a variety of beer styles, of malt compositions, of hop compositions that are really going to have not only a delicious flavor, but kind of fill out a whole pantheon of enjoyability and what people actually like when they walk into the tap room. The other thing is that these beers pair really well with food.
That's the tricky part.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? Knowing.
Yeah. And that's why we've done a lot of research into that. It always, you know, beer pairs very well with food. And so we're looking at how we're going to do that in the tap room. We're not doing a full kitchen. We're going to have food trucks and a whole variety of other food options.
This is so ambitious and such a good idea. And I'm so rooting for Inglewood this way.
Great.
I mean, for you guys, the brewers, but also for that neighborhood. What a fun destination that would be for people to try this one out. And then I guess in a perfect world, maybe other bars carry it. It's in stores, that sort of thing.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
What's the model you would like to, say, follow for a craft brew? Another name I'd recognize that you want to be the next.
Another brewer that's out there that...
You want a model.
Many of them are doing the same model. So, I mean, I couldn't just pick out any.
But the one I just described, you maybe had some stuff. You tried it. It worked well. Now it's good locally. Now other places carry it. Next thing you know, you're Lagunitas or something like that.
That would be great if we could get to that point. I think that our investors would love that.
Well, you're two for two as far as I'm concerned.
Great.
Let me just sample one more here. What are we drinking
so
now?
So the third one that I poured for you is probably the most hop-forward beer that we make. We call it Bucket of Parrots. It's named after the big green parrots that are you see in various places in the South Side.
Bucket of Parrots.
Bucket
what
of Parrots.
Great name. What fun.
Thank you, yeah. So this one is inspired to be more tropical flavored and, you know, and just kind of a fun beer. It draws some inspiration from some of those tropical flavors that you would get out of the New England IPA style. But... intentionally tried to make the beer clearer, which I think is important for
all
a beer.
All of these are clearer.
Yeah, I really like clear-looking beers. To me, that's a mark of quality. And
it's kind of a golden color.
Yeah, it's got a
and
nice
why is it called Bucket of Parrots?
Because it's silly.
Yeah. There's a family of parrots that live in Inglewood, big green parrots. And there's
like
a family in
Morgan, I think.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. There's a family of them in Hyde Park, too. But we thought it would be fun to brew a tropical beer that was reminiscent of, you know, this kind of, you know, somebody's pet that got let go and is now has a home
a
there.
Family.
Leslie Roth, Steve Marchese are in our studio. We got to wrap this up now. This end time's up. So I have to let you go. But when would be the next time to have you guys back in the studio then?
We'd love to come back and see you. We're launching a crowdsource campaign later this summer. You can look on the website for that. And then towards the end of the year when we start construction, we have an open date. That would be great.
All three of them are a little lighter in touch, and mm-hmm. I like that too.
It's intentional. We really want to have beers that are lighter and approachable.
John, why is it so many of the weird names can be either a craft beer, a racehorse, or a band playing at Lollapalooza? That's true. They all seem to be, as he said, silly and fun. Congratulations already.
Thank you.
I'm
Thanks
telling
so
you,
much.
Those are three good brews by me. And let's help this thing down the road as well.
Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. We're really excited to represent the South Side.
What's the website?
The website is www.inglewoodbrews.com.
Nice to see you both.